The RP7 is a very sophisticated mobile telehealth unit. It has capabilities to be able to monitor people's heart, lungs, abdomen. We can hear the sounds of people's physiology. We can look, we can examine. It is a great tool to extend the reach of the nursing practice.
This almost sounds like science fiction. How will the use of robotic technology change the way that nurses do their jobs?
Well, one of the things we're looking at is the shortage of healthcare professionals, whether it's nursing or other healthcare providers. And we're going to be able, through the telehealth robot, be able to extend ourselves to more people and to more settings.
What types of things will you rely on the robot to do?
Well, we actually become the robot. So when you say in science fiction, It does sound very science fiction that you become the robot. So you roll around. It's like Skype, a very sophisticated HIPAA-approved Skype on wheels. And what we're able to do is roll from patient room to patient room and actually talk and converse with the patient just as if we're there. We just happen to be in the robot body.
It sounds like a virtual presence. How do you think patients will respond? I bet kids will love it.
From my experience in using the telehealth robot, the receptivity by workforce as well as the patients has been excellent.
And you've nicknamed the RP7 Flowbot. How did you come up with that name?
Our director of communications decided she would like to have a competition, so we actually had a competition, and the alumni named it Flowbot in honor of Florence Nightingale.
Do you think that we'll see more of this type of technology being implemented in the future?
Absolutely. The University of Cincinnati Medical Center already has 8 out working, and there are over 700 of these units across the world already in healthcare delivery settings. And we're going to be advancing the use of it in the academic setting as well as the healthcare environment.
How will that help in the teaching aspect of nursing?
Well, the greatness of this is that we can go in and see patients, of course, with their permission and be able to show our students, whether it's our undergraduate students, our master students, our doctor of nursing practice, PhD level, any of the students will be able to go into the clinical arena. And from the academic setting, we can broadcast that one patient to be able to teach a whole room full of nurses about the clinical delivery, what's going on with the patient.
I bet that would be great for the patients to not have that whole group of people in the room with them at the time they're receiving care.
Well, you know, that's one thing that this offers is a lot of dignity and honor to the patient themselves.
You can find out how to get more information about the RP7 Flowbot at UC on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Debbie Samsel, thank you for your time.
Thank you.